Santa. Secret Santa's a mystery. Everyone must choose alone. I hear you chose my name from someone on the phone. When you chose my name, I said a little prayer. Don't get me no snow globes, and please no teddy bear.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. This is Shauna Woolsey singing this. Before she left, she was nice
to do this. She cut the track.
Great, man. She's got a great voice. Yeah, let's crank it up.
Right?
Shauna Woolsey.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Woolsey!
Yes.
Okay. No.
To work for us. This is her. This is the best song she's ever done.
Tim?
What?
Seriously? Who do you...
Hey, don't take credit for everything, credit hog.
Hey, Tim, I just have a question for you. Do you think this is funny? Do you like this song?
I like it a lot.
It's me!
It's what?
It's me!
It's you? Oh. It's you?
Message on my phone to, hi, Regina Grad, head Christmas songwriter for the Conway and Whitman Show.
All right, baby.
Glad you continued that.
Okay,
one.
Bye.
All right.
Where's the Frank Army?
Goes.
Where is it?
Frank Army!
She's so drunk.
Oh,
her head's
God.
All tilted up.
Oh, you know, Tim, management's kind of pissed. She's supposed to be in the screener's booth.
She can't screen tonight. Have
now,
you heard her screening?
We got a full phone. Someone's got to pick these up.
Have you heard her screening?
Tim, I wanted you to know that Lycus is still playing Santa Claus. He's been carrying Sophia all night.
I know.
She's playing his elf. She's playing
care.
His elf. She's handing out candy canes to people.
I don't care.
Hey, Tommy.
Let him in.
Lycus Claus has 100 plastic twist ties. Anybody who wants them.
I'll come and get them. I'll pass.
Can use them to tie up plastic bags for garbage, or you can put them around your finger so you don't forget something. They're very, very handy. I bought them myself for you.
There he goes.
He's just going from group to group, handing out stuff, going into that bag. And I don't know where he got the sporks and plastic twist ties.
Turn Gina's mic up from the other room.
You're so sweet. I do say that to a lot of the callers, but no, you are sweet. I know. I have such a good voice. I know.
Jesus.
You and everybody else in Altadena are a bunch of effing cupcakes.
Oh my gosh. So full of herself.
Maybe she should go home. Don't you think it's time she goes home?
You mean fired or?
No. Just to go home.
Who's
for the
driving
night.
Her home?
Somebody, I hope.
Is it going to be? Every time it's got to be me that's got
to
drive
someone.
Oh,
you'd
home.
Love to drive her home.
Hey, grab Lycus is giving some more crap up.
Hey, Tom.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Tommy.
Merry Christmas to you.
Come here, little girl. You've been very, very good this year. You'll get the best gift of all from Lycus Claus.
Money?
Here you go, dear.
Money.
Don't you know what it is?
A couple $100.
I don't think
so. Copy of my credit report. And look at that number that I've circled there. 964. That's Lycus Claus's FICO. By the way, when I say ho, ho, ho.
Jesus Christ.
I am talking about you. Time for you to take off that cocktail dress.
Now that's just
slip into something more like us.
He's talking to my wife.
I mean, that's.
Come on, this is a party.
I'm sorry, Timmy.
Stop yelling at my daughter.
And stop acting like you're European the way you yell the name.
That's how you say her name.
No, so you're like.
It's
that
Sophia.
Gets her attention.
It's not Sophia.
But doesn't that get her attention when you go, Sophia?
Sophia!
Hey guys, John and Jeff are back on the stage. We got a duet for you guys.
Oh, Bubbo.
Please, Bubbo.
Look at they're dancing together.
The free advice department is open.
Look at that two-step.
So call us if
where'd they get the top hats?
Or about anything
we have wardrobe
else
back
you
there.
Know.
Idiots.
Open phones, open phones, open phones,
oh,
party
God.
People.
God, I'm lying.
You guys suck! It's so clear that you don't have a vocal degree.
You know what, Gina? You don't have your own radio show rocking the third shift.
Hey, John,
you're
can
just
you
a
do
goddamn
me a favor?
Screener.
Jamie, what's
no,
your
keep
name,
it on.
John? Do me a favor.
She called him Jim.
Just say one thing for me, okay?
She called him Jim.
What do you want me to say, Gina?
Frank Garmin!
I hate that Frank Kramer!
Jesus Christ.
God, I mean, right. some
she's going to puke.
People need to start clearing out. I think it's time almost. I mean, it's 10 after. I think it's almost time.
Lycus is giving out more crap.
Oh, boy. Lycus Claus is out of gifts. Oh, boy. Pardon me. Are you going to use those salt and pepper shakers off the table here? I didn't get anything yet for Dino.
Yeah, take it.
Well, thank you very much. Are you two married?
Yes.
You are? Okay. I can see your nuts locked up nice and tight in her purse over there. Merry Christmas. You get back to taking it 24-7 from this bitch. Isn't that right, my little elf?
Sophia!
Stop yelling at my daughter.
I'm sorry, right. Tim. Hey, you know, I just got a report. Imus is almost here. He's on wheelchair right now.
All right.
Well, he'll be here in a few minutes.
All right, we'll have Imus here in a second.
I thought he was going to the Imus Ranch. He said on television this morning that he was going to spend some time at the Imus Ranch.
The I Ranch?
The I Ranch. No, I know.
Oh, really?
I know. The Imus Ranch. I guess he's coming here first?
All right. The drunk wants to do another song. What song is Gina? Is Gina going to do another one?
Not the one about Jerry. This is real offensive.
All right. This is a song that Gina wrote about Jerry Wachowski.
Little Jerry Wachowski had a monkey on his back. He would hit those card tables trying to win his money back. Then one foggy
Johnny,
Christmas
please.
Eve, Conway came to say,
at least I have original lyrics.
Jerry, with your wallet so light, won't you stop gambling tonight?
Whoa.
Now he's saving
please.
For
Johnny.
An apartment.
Sophia.
As Phil and Law wish out quickly.
Sophia.
You're cured, little Jerry Wachowski. But your hide is still a mystery.
I gotta get on the mic here. Gina right. Grad is the worst singer in the world.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
I just have a request. I know you're a big radio star, but
Gina, you're the worst singer in the world.
Can you just do one thing for me? Just one little teeny tiny favor?
What can I do for you?
Can you please not ever interrupt my singing again?
Well, you know what? You're worse than Jeff. God, you just interrupt everybody and just have to talk over me.
What did you say?
You're the most important person.
I didn't hear. What did she say? What did you say about the singing?
I said if he ever interrupts my song again that I wrote for Jerry, I swear to God, I will run in there, party people, and I will lay the smack down.
Hey, that's our term. You don't use our term unless you're on the third shift.
Gina, I think you've had a little too much to drink. Maybe
well, you know what,
Brian? Yeah, you're like a real angry drunk.
I think you've had a little too much to eat.
You know what, Gina? I think that you should
that
go
right?
into the other room and sit down.
I am okay. so sick of this right. stupid bitch. Wait, no, and don't get back
hey,
up on the stage.
Jack, can I just tell you one more thing? Okay,
what
so
you
one
want?
More thing. Frank Army!
She's so bummed.
Oh, my gosh.
She's great, all
you know,
bummed.
I hope Gina's... Oh, God.
How dirty her feet are.
She wants to play... She wants to sing the song she wrote about Randy and about me and John and Jeff.
That's fine. All right, give all her right. the mic, but don't interrupt her. Johnny, don't F around.
Oh, here we come with Randy to make fun of John and Jeff. He relentlessly torments them with every waking breath. Third shift shirts, open phones, it annoys him to the bone. May God help Wang move on from this obsession. It would really help the rest of See? Us a ton.
You're signing autographs?
Are you serious, Tim? You let people do this on the air? Why don't you have any respect for our show?
What are you signing for?
I'm out of here. That's it. You know, do your own Christmas show. I'm not going to help you with any more Christmas songs.
Here, take it.
Tommy,
I'm going on vacation.
Will you sign my rack?
What?
Yes, I will, dear.
Give this to Steve.
Hey, give that to Steve. Here you
go.
Want
an
Steve.
Autograph of the live Santa Monica Subaru read?
Oh my God!
Well, he wanted an autograph. He wanted an autograph.
Sophia wants this.
Don't give it to Sophia.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
All right, let's. Is that him? Is that I-Man?
Oh, the I-Man is coming. Yeah,
oh, it looks terrible.
He's going up on the stage. He's going right to the stage. Look at that. And he's got a story with him.
Would it be wrong if I told him he looks like my dead grandmother?
He looks horrible.
He does. Well, it's been a long flight. I mean, he flew all across the country.
All right.
Direct
the
to the
I-Man.
Stage.
There
man.
He is.
It was the night before Kwanzaa. I'm all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a Charles McCord and the mouse. The stockings were hung by the Rutgers female basketball team with care, in hopes that the I-Man would apologize on the air. Yeah. And I and my kerchief and Deirdre with her stupid cookbooks and just settled down. And I kind of talking about KBC putting me on in the middle of the night. I mean, it was just so ridiculous. It was, you know, just stupid. And at the Imus Ranch, there are a lot of sick kids who we serve, and it's bigger than Lycus's Santa Barbara Reserve. Yeah. Yeah. As they sprung from the basketball court, the girls were ready for a fight. Happy Kwanzaa to all, they said, and to all a good night. Well, there you have it. There you go. 6 minutes time after the hour.
There you go.
It's 15 minutes, Imus.
Yeah.
It's 15.
All right, the Imus's watch is busted up.
Wow.
All right,
wow.
Let's take
They sprung from the court, and they were ready for a fight?
Yeah, happy Kwanzaa, everybody. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll exchange gifts. Everybody here on the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't have this paper.
All right. It's the live Christmas party at KLSX. About 17 minutes after 10 o'clock here.
Sophia!
It is Conway and Whitman. The big Christmas party is going on here at CBS Radio in Los Angeles, and we're live at it. And we are live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, your daughter's having another one of those sugar cookies. She's eating those sugar cookies, your daughter.
Just let her eat them.
Where is your
wife?
Let her
eat them.
Oh, Asian woman. Oh, Asian woman at the bar in Thailand. Oh, Asian woman. Oh, Asian woman. Look at me. I'm a white man. I just got off a 17-hour flight, but you'll bang me because I'm white. Oh, Asian woman. Oh, Asian woman. Even I get laid in Thailand.
Wow. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. The big gift exchange is going on here at the KLSX CBS FM party.
Oh, that line to that bathroom. Everyone is vomiting in the bathroom. Oh, my gosh.
It's a mess in there.
Whole break, I was online. I didn't even get into the restroom.
Frosty's been in there since 9:30.
Yeah, Frosty needs to go to the hospital.
I think Chris Enceladus is laying on the floor in there, in the bathroom.
He's in the women's bathroom.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard he's laying on the floor in the bathroom. Is it the women's bathroom? No, that's why I didn't see him. All right, it is time for the big gift exchange. How do you guys want to do this? You want to open ours first or last?
Let's open your guys's.
All right.
Let's open Brian's because he's closer.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Here we go. I tore it. Okay.
It's just a
hey,
$100.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Brian.
You're both
Brian.
Welcome.
I love you, man.
Love you guys very much.
That's pretty cool,
Brian. Thank you.
Gina, you're very welcome.
What does the card say?
Don't get emotional.
I don't think I can read it on the air.
I can.
It's pretty
Gina
dull.
Can read hers,
long.
But Randy
you can't read that on the air.
Randy.
No, read it on the
Gina
air. But
Randy.
It's like two pages.
No, I'll abbreviate it.
All right.
There's like a biography
Gina.
On here.
Gina. Dear Gina. You.
It says Gina, dear Gina.
Yeah. You are a great addition to the show, and not only my show, but my life. I love you.
I didn't write my show. I wrote our show.
I love you.
Let me see that.
More. Here.
I wrote our show.
Look,
I didn't write
I love you more than
show.
I have
I didn't
told
write
you.
My show.
It says my show on it.
It says our show.
Love always, Brian David Whitman.
That's pretty cool.
Mine's just a list of radio stations where Brian's worked.
All right, Randy, just enjoy the $100, please.
What did he give you, $100?
$100. That's Gina? Real nice.
Yeah, 100.
Jerry, open your envelope.
All right, hold up.
I beg you, Jerry Moore.
Dude, I tore the check in half. There's no card in it.
I had to give
it was
Jerry.
Just the envelope with a check in it.
I ran out of cash. I gave Jerry a check for $100.
And no card?
I ran
he
out.
Wrote, he of... wrote, I love you on the card. That's right. It. I mean, on the envelope. There was no card. I ripped that check in half by accident.
I ran out of time, but the check is good, obviously, and I ran out of cash.
You
can I tape
it?
Yeah, can I tape it? Like,
no,
will the
bank
accept
it? No, you're fine.
Why would you rip it in half?
Because I was trying to open it up real quick.
It's still $100. It's like getting a $100 bill. It's just a check.
Right. All right. You want to open a... I guess,
well, I'll open Tim. Open Tim.
Before you guys open my gift, I'd like to tell the three of you something.
Oh, here we go. He's drunk now.
We've had a great year, and the three of you guys add a lot to the show. You do all the news bits. Randy works his ass off on the show for no money. Gina works her ass off on the show for next to no money. And Jerry works fairly hard for $35,000 a year. No, but you guys are all...
I wish it was that.
Yeah, I know. All right, but you guys are all a huge, huge part of this program. We really
thank
you. Thank you very much.
Have another pop.
It's a great family.
Shut up, Brian. I'll get to you later.
All right. I think I'll open mine.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's been a good year.
Oh, my God.
$500?
Oh, my God. It's
that
like
is so
rent.
Generous.
In cash. No checks.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you know where I'm going?
What?
I'm going straight to Hollywood Park.
Yeah, enjoy it, dude.
Tim,
whatever you like.
Thank you, dude.
I just want to, like, rub it all over my body.
I have never in my life been so angry. I have never in my life been so goddamn angry.
You guys enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much. You and I said to me,
we're not giving each other.
You said that we were giving $100.
Wait a minute. We said we're not giving each other gifts. That's why you're so pissed?
I'm not giving you a gift. No, but we agreed on how much we were going to give them, so we'd give them the same amount. And you said $100. And
then I don't remember.
That's why I put $100 in
there. I don't remember saying that.
You don't remember it. You said it on the phone yesterday. And then you put $500 in there.
I don't remember you telling me that.
Well, God damn it, Tim.
Well, then just
that is embarrassing. I will give you all $400 to make up.
All right, then I'll give you guys another $100.
Really? What in the world is wrong? Why would you do that to me?
Dude, listen, these guys work their ass off. For you to just throw $100 at them, you make $100
but
here.
I asked you. I said,
you spend $100 on food every day.
I said, what are we going to do for them?
Like
I said,
Frankie's, you spend like $100 on food just for you. And then
what
kind of Christmas gift is that?
I said, how about $100? You said, yeah, $100's good. And
I
then,
don't remember
and
that.
Then, and then you put $500 in their cards? You would do that to me? You do that to your partner?
Randy doesn't work for any money on this show.
Then you should have just said to me, we're doing $500. I would have put $500 in the envelope.
I didn't know.
Yes, you did know because we talked about
it. I knew you were going through some Vegas problems, and I didn't want to juke you into, Jesus, you know, spending all your dough.
You don't want to what him?
Juke. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like juke and jive.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I didn't want you to have to pay $500, so I covered it. You know, we're cool.
You should have said
it's
to
like
me.
It's like $300 each.
No, it's not. It's $100 from me and $500 from you. You should have said to me, we're doing $500. That's what you should have said. So, I don't understand why you...
Just shut up and enjoy the money. Who cares? $500, $100, doesn't matter.
Oh, you did this to embarrass me. I can't believe... Guys, I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine.
Thanks, Brian. It's okay.
No, Randy, we appreciate anything you want to give.
I love you.
I would have given you guys exactly what Tim gave you, but Tim and I talked about it.
Hey, guys.
He said $100.
Guys, listen, Jerry, you don't have to thank
me. No. Guys, for real, like, you got to stop this charade because you actually didn't get us anything.
Yeah, this is getting a little old.
Yeah, we're happy to be your monkeys and stuff, but come on.
Yeah, this is funny and all, but... How about you fork over something? We do work our asses off.
You ungrateful sieves. I tell you something. You guys think, first of all, that the audience is going to buy that Jesus. I didn't give you $500?
You didn't give us crap.
You don't think
I ripped a piece of paper. I didn't even get a check.
Get out of here, idiot.
You guys are honest to God. You don't believe that the audience knows that I gave you guys $500 each.
Play this "it's your word over ours" game because that we don't have anything.
If you're going to do this whole debate, maybe you should give us some real money.
Ungrateful F's.
You and I make nothing.
Literally.
I'm going to use the F word.
Oh, Tim.
Tim, dude.
Don't use the F word.
You ungrateful F's. I spent $500
Tim, please.
On each one of you. $1,500.
Okay, let's take a picture of the $500 and put it on the website. How about that?
All right, let's do that.
Let's just, Gina, you're a little too drunk.
It's the end of the year. Brian, we're not playing this game.
It's the end of the year. I thought maybe you guys appreciate the work we do.
Yeah.
Gina
we
and I come in at like 5 o'clock every day to do stuff for you
and
guys.
And what do we get? We get a like a magical fake $500.
Yeah.
Right. Dude, you guys come in at 5. I come in at like 7:45. I was hoping to get something.
You got you're throwing money at them.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, you want $500? There it is.
I
got it, dibs!
Yeah, you want 500?
Don't throw money.
Who wants 500? 500?
Over here.
Give me that, Gina.
I got it!
Give me that! Stop over there fighting!
Don't
fight over
argue
show.
Over those dollars.
At least
you
make $7 an hour.
I got it fair and square.
There you go. Here's $1,000.
I just want to rub it
ungrateful
all over my face.
I gotta pay rent this month.
Me
bitch.
Too.
You ungrateful pigs.
Hey, Randy, choke on it, you fat F. Don't call me a fat F. You're the fat F, Brian.
Look, Brian just threw $100 at Randy and it stuck to his hair.
What are you, your monkeys? Hey,
thank
Gina,
you.
Here's $20. Eat it, bitch. Guys.
You know what, Brian? I will eat it.
Merry
how about
Christmas.
That?
You know, you guys are doing this. Management's right out the goddamn.
Merry effing Christmas. You guys are pigs.
F you guys. You are a couple of pigs. A
you
bunch
guys
of
are
pigs.
Oh, three pigs that come in here and just want to leech off our success on the show.
God, that's just
God
like, you know what? I'm done, you know? Yeah, I think next year I'm just going to do Corolla. F you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to weekends.
Oh, you can go back to drinking full time?
Yeah, go do the John and Jeff
show. You're lush. You're a lush. You know, Gina, let's go produce the John and Jeff show.
Yeah.
Let's bring the news to that show.
John, Jeff!
Oh, John, would you like me to do Robin? Oh,
now you're coming calling to me,
Gina. G17. Hi, John, would you like me to do Robin?
You got
news?
A lot of nerve, Whitman.
Did I really throw $100 bills at you?
B41. B41. A
couple of 20s, though.
Yeah.
I threw two 20s. I want them back.
Yeah!
I'll give you guys...
give us that money back.
Why don't we do this?
Either choke on it and eat it and literally choke on it or give it back to us. And merry effing Christmas.
How about this? During the break, we got a break coming up. I'll go to the ATM and I'll just, you know, get some money out and I'll just hand it out to you guys.
Are you kidding?
That sounds good.
You're going to go to the ATM and... Tim, Christmas is about giving.
Oh, Jerry,
that's what I'm doing.
Wait, what, suddenly you're the classy one?
He's going to go to the ATM and get money out and then pass it to us like we're just
Jerry, you're the one who calls from Vegas wanting wires. You want money any way you can get your
money. But that was in Vegas. That wasn't Christmas.
Jerry, you're all about money. Just put
exactly.
Put money in my little mitts. Now, don't care how you get it, pig.
You know what, Brian?
You
that's
hog.
Just,
yeah,
no, I would never do something like that.
Thank you.
I am defending you because he's a hog.
Now, because I can only get $500 out, I might have to. One of you guys has to wait until after midnight.
Sorry, Jerry.
Well, it should be me.
I'll get a $500. I'll give Gina $250 and Jerry.
You know what? They got rent to pay. I understand. That's fine. You can give them
and
theirs
then after
first.
Midnight. I'll sting the ATM again.
Hey, Sophia, stop beating all those sugar cookies. I want to have some.
Hey, what's wrong with going to an ATM with a dude?
It's just tacky. You're gonna take us on Christmas. There's no card. There's no thought went into it. No thought process at all.
Sophia!
How much thought do you want to go into it? Guys, stop yelling at my daughter.
Well,
I kill
you. Tell your daughter to stop eating all the goddamn Christmas cookies.
You guys, every time you say Sophia, she freaks out.
Well, I would like to have some of those Christmas
cookies. Well, then go out there and eat some, but stop yelling at her.
Well, tell her to stop eating them. She's had about 12 of
them. Yeah, maybe you should be a father, Tim.
You guys can all...
Hey, Tim, I'm okay with the ATM.
All right, you go to ATM?
Yes.
Give me the 20 back I threw at you, Randy.
All right, but I'll give you
money. Choke on it, Brian.
I'll give you money at the ATM.
Okay.
But
this is not the 20. This is a 10. This is $12. I threw $40.
That's all
out.
You gave me.
No, check the floor and check your.
No.
You're not touching me, Brian.
Where's the money?
Don't touch my wallet.
I don't see a 20.
I threw 20s.
Aha. I've looked everywhere.
All There's right, no 20s. Guys. Please.
Sophia.
Sophia.
She took your daughter. Took the
hey,
money,
Gina.
Too.
If you guys yell at my daughter, I swear I'm going to break a bottle over your head. Stop effing yelling at her.
Sophia!
Gina, I'll take you to the ATM.
Let's go.
But it has to be just you and I.
Cool.
And I want you to, like, take, you know, like, just walk down there with what you're wearing.
Tim, this is totally inappropriate.
And then I'll say to everybody, hey, thanks for the good time.
Can I put my shoes on?
No shoes.
Oh.
That is
just
really
the fishnet stockings, that skirt, and that top, and I'll give you $200.
It's inappropriate, okay. Tim. It's in the lights outside.
Tim, you said
Merry
$250.
Christmas.
Hi, Jen. You said
Jen's
$250.
Coming through the door.
Hi, Jen.
Don't let her in here.
I love your hair.
Lock that. All right. All right, you guys are ungrateful.
Sivs.
That's all I can say.
Happy 2008.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you guys enjoy your holiday. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live at the Christmas party, and everybody's had too much to drink, including Brian.
I'm sorry. I did have a little to drink, but I wanted some of the butter cookies. But little
Samantha!
Miss You-Know-Who ate every one of them.
She's 2.5.
And well,
you're taking cookies out of her hand?
Maybe you
She's 2.5.
Maybe you could place the amount of cookies
She's
that she
two
has.
And a half, and you're 2.5. 250 pounds. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Stop eating all those. Stop it. Now stop it.
Have yourself a third shift t-shirt at johnjeff.com. Third shift gear will make your Christmas the bomb. We're selling baseball caps and baby tees. Purchase one for the ladies of yours. Third shift gear makes the perfect gift, but it's not available in stores. Have yourself a third shift t-shirt.
All right, we get it. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1
Free FM. That's great. By the way, anyone wonders, that's from the Carol Channing Christmas collection,
yeah,
which you can download at iTunes.
Right, and then throw it out. All right, these guys, I guess, have purchased gifts for us, everybody?
Yes, isn't that nice?
All right, Gina, why don't you open yours from Randy?
All right, I think you're going to really like this, Gina.
It's really big.
It's something you want, and it's something you need, and I know you're just going to love it when you open it.
Is it a teddy?
No.
Did you wrap it yourself, Randy?
The big vibrator?
Damn it, Randy!
What is it?
I bought her a heater for her apartment, because she has
no
heat.
Oh, that's great!
Randy! Why are you all...
What'd you call
any him? Opportunity you can to, like, throw it in my face that I live in, like, squalor.
What did you call him? Benny?
It's Randy.
Damn it, Randy.
It's a legitimate gift.
You bought your heater.
I don't want you to be cold during Christmas.
It's a very nice gift. Very nice gift.
A part of me wants to appreciate that, but like...
It's energy.
You guys don't know Randy like I know Randy, and he'll take any opportunity he can to stick it to me that I live in a crap hole.
Don't throw the wrapping paper.
Well, you do live in a crap hole. I just want to make your crap hole a little more comfortable.
No, 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 no. No. No, Randy. No.
Jesus.
God,
you know, then I'll take it back. I'll take it from my apartment.
Yeah, you know, take it back.
I have heat in my apartment.
This is this is not the Christmas.
Gina, are you a single woman?
This is not the Christmas spirit.
No, Tim.
All right, you're unmarried. That attitude's unmarried.
That's an unmarried attitude. Thanks.
All right, there you go.
Thank you,
all right.
Randy.
All right,
thank you.
Mitch.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, they're flipping each other off. A guy gives him a gift. Guy gives her a gift of heat.
Yeah, I know he'd like to. Produce right. That heat maybe another way.
Well, maybe that would be better.
Does this go to 98.6, Randy?
Oh, does everyone have to be attracted to you, bitch? You're not that hot.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
That kind of turned me on, actually.
What a dysfunctional Christmas.
Everyone's got to be in love with you, huh, Gina?
All right. Yeah.
Thanks,
you know who's mostly in love with her? Gina.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Brian? What did
this is
Randy
from Randy, I
you?
Believe, right?
This is from me.
It says, hello.
It's something I know you'd love.
Brian, oh, thank you, Randy. It's very sweet.
Chocolate?
No, actually, it's quite nice, and
pizza
I don't
chocolate?
Have it. It's Barry Manilow in the Swing of Christmas CD, and I don't have it, and I thank you. I do really like it. Thank you very much.
That's
now, I spent a lot of money on that
man.
Gift.
Thank you. Well, the price tag is right on it. It says $7.95.
No, I spent like $40 on that CD. It's a rare collector's edition.
It says $7.95 on it. You left the tag on it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does say $7.95, and I bet you got a discount on that.
It sure does say $7.95.
All right.
Want me to peel that off?
Yeah,
this is from Randy. I'll open up this gift.
Yeah, should, nice, should we get her in here?
Sophia!
It's nice 3M wrapping paper for the holidays.
Sophia!
Sophia!
Enjoy that. All right.
Now, Tim, I can't get you a gift personally because that's kind of gay, so...
Oh, it's for my daughter.
Sophia!
Hey, it's a Santa Anita Park jockey teddy bear for Sophia.
Oh, that is
so sweet.
That's
pretty cool, dude.
Sophia!
She felt comfortable giving Brian a gift, I guess, but...
Well, Brian's more of a woman.
Sophia! Look!
It's a teddy bear, babe.
She's smiling at it.
Babu.
I think she'll like that.
Hey, Sophia, dump that bitch. Dump that bitch. Dump that bitch. There you go. All right, Jerry, what did Randy get you?
All right, well, mine is actually much smaller than everybody's. Let's see
but
here.
This is the greatest gift of all time. You're all,
although when you hold it up to yourself, it looks huge.
All right, this is a...
Christmas shot. What is it?
It's a deck of cards.
It's a deck of cards with me on the back.
With Jerry's boudoir photo on the back.
Dude, that is the best thing ever, seriously.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Look at that.
It's Jerry naked on a deck of cards.
Let me see that. That's creative. That's very creative.
That is very good, dude.
I don't know how you did this, but seriously, this is like the best thing ever.
That's
great,
man.
Look at the cards, Brian. It's the picture I took for Timmy.
Good That's for great. You. Oh, you're going to enjoy those.
That's great, dude. I'll use them in a home game today.
There All right. Go. What's left? Is this from Gina?
I have presents for you guys.
All right, Randy, why don't you open up yours?
Okay.
Or wait, let's do Jerry's real quick.
Yes.
And then Gina's. Jerry,
I have a gift from Jerry.
I do, too. Should we open at the same time?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Everybody got...
Oh.
I got everybody the same thing, actually.
A Borders credit card.
This is a Borders credit card, and it's scented, rubbed to release gingerbread
scent. Oh, Brian's is scented, yeah.
Yeah, it smells like gingerbread.
Mine's
it's
not
actually,
scented.
They're each for $1,000 divided by 50.
Buddy,
wow.
It does
That's
not,
beautiful,
It does
dude.
Not smell like gingerbread.
And a
brother.
Bottle of champagne
and
or
yeah, there's,
wine.
There's four different ones there. Those are all very good champagnes.
Thanks,
dude, these must have been really expensive. How much did you pay for these?
I think you got some bad gingerbread, my
those,
brother.
The bottles of champagne were actually about, they average about $50 each.
Wow, well, that you really nice. Went over the, oh,
yeah.
way
you
overboard.
You $50
yep.
for these bottles
all
of
right.
champagne?
Brian, why don't you open up the gift that Gina
you,
got you.
Is this from you, Gina?
Yes, open the white thing last.
White thing last. We all get the same thing. We all
no,
show
up. No, you got different things.
Well, now in
no,
the-
no, actually, open the like weird one first. The like oddly wrapped
oh,
one.
Oh, a purple.
First. Yeah.
Candy cane filled with M&Ms. That's nice. I'll
no,
enjoy
no,
that.
Tim, you have to wait.
Oh. All right.
Hold on, Gina.
Brian's cranking up.
Just rip it open.
I got an award.
Oh.
Aww.
Really
what does it say?
It's like an Oscar. It says Hollywood. It says best boss.
Aww,
but I'm
man.
Not your boss,
a
Gina.
A little bit, you know.
Best boss.
Isn't
That's
that
great.
Sweet? You know where I'm going to put that?
Jesus oh. Christ.
You have no
are you,
respect.
Are you crazy?
And now open the flat one.
He bent over like he was going to stick it in his bucket.
This is for your heavy flow days.
Heavy flow days.
What in the world?
Brian, are you in your period?
What is this? I think I've opened wrong.
It's big antidepressants.
They're giant antidepressant magnets. They're all shaped like there's Zopac, there's almost like Wellbutrin, Welltrubin, and all of these Prozanol. Praxol, and you put them on the refrigerator?
Yeah.
That's
now,
very funny.
I wanted to butter you up for the last gift.
That's classic.
That's very funny.
I'm glad you like it.
All
now,
right.
This is really, I hope, you know.
Well, I also have
helps.
M&M's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you have M&M's.
How sweet. Now,
and
this.
This is my special present for you.
Oh, well, you're sweet.
Aww.
Don't get mad. It's a special present.
Come on, we got to get out of here in two minutes.
I'm trying to open it, Tim.
What is it?
50 of the best excuses and lies for every occasion. They're little cards. It's really, well, I have decent excuses, right?
For when you run out of the excuse absence network.
Is my dog's dizzy? Is that one of them?
50 of the best excuses and lies for every occasion. Oh, they're sealed. I can't break into them now. But give me till January 4th.
All right. Can I open mine
yes,
then?
Yes.
All right.
Thank
I got
you,
a, also a statue. It says, oh, best boss. I've seen that before. Hollywood. Tim Jr., best boss. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Don't feel much like the best since Brian got one too, but co-best. Man.
Don't be like that, Tim.
No, open your...
It's not attractive.
Open the flat one next.
Oh, a candy cane filled with M&Ms.
Yeah.
I like
them.
Sophia!
Right.
Opening up the flat one, and it's also magnets. Oh, but Speed Racer magnets.
You said you like Speed Racer.
I love Speed Racer.
You did say that on the air. That's very cute.
Yeah, you got Trixie there and the kid.
Yeah, man.
And then,
Racer X. That's pretty cool, dude.
I'm glad you like it. And then there's one more little thing.
Real drunk.
Practical, functional gift, because I don't much care for the way you... Well, you'll see.
All right, here it is. It's hey, it's a comb.
No. Oh.
It's,
what is it?
Oh, it's a lighter.
Windproof, because I don't much care for the way you light things.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. It's, it's a windproof lighter.
How? Wow, that's look
beautiful.
At that.
Beautiful. Look.
Oh, God damn
it. That thing blew up in my face. Was that planned?
No, I'll take it back, Tim. I'll take it back.
Are you effing kidding me?
I'll take it back. I'm sorry.
I swear to you, I'm shaking. That burned my goddamn hands.
Sophie's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Have you
Have
lost...
another cookie, sweetheart. He's okay.
Have you lost your mind?
I'm sorry. I'll take it back. I'll take it back. Randy, go ahead.
I'm going to open my gifts while Tim recovers.
God damn it.
Hey, did you guys get... Check this out. I got M&Ms and a candy cane.
Okay, keep going.
And then... All right, I got... What did I get here?
Effing shaking over here. I burned two fingers.
Hey, it's a statue. It says, Best Magic Maker. Hey!
Because Randy makes magic.
Doesn't look like it was engraved in
no,
there.
No, I did it for you.
You didn't burn him.
All right. And what do we got here?
And to commemorate one of my favorite news clips.
All right, what do we got here? We've got... It's the fin thing is...
Open the door. There's smoke in here now.
It's a wall of...
It smells like my skin.
Are you all right? Mullets.
Yeah. Every kind of mullet you could want. The Sholo, the Alabama waterfall.
Wow.
The tip of your finger is black.
Please, let me just get through two more minutes.
You put more thought into this than anyone's ever put thought into anything.
Emergency room.
I'm so glad you... And Jerry, go ahead, quick.
I broke the bottle.
Okay, all right.
All right, Jerry.
We got the M&Ms.
All right.
I'll enjoy those.
Gina, you wrapped everything so nicely.
All right. I think I know what this is.
I didn't know how to wrap it.
Let's see this. It's a statue that says, Best Jewish Board Op.
Thank you, Gina. Those are common at Farber's
Market.
And
because you live at home, I thought maybe you might need this.
All right.
Because I don't know how much
is an apartment?
Other things you're getting.
A picture of his parents?
Uh-oh, there's some scantily clad women on this.
Porn?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
This is a...
Did you get porn?
Va-va-voom pinups magnets!
Yeah!
Va-va-voom.
I'll definitely put those on the fridge when I get home.
I'm sure Phil and Lois will enjoy that.
All right, gang, we'd like to thank Rich Berner for putting this whole party together.
Yes.
That guy did an outstanding job, as well as Ron Lipkin.
Yes.
Most talented guys at the station.
Yes. John Sowen helped us out.
Johnny Sowen.
And who else? Rob
Frazier.
Yes.
Robbie Frazier, man.
And can I just give one more shout out, a very, very sentimental, one very serious moment?
All right, we're going to take a little time off here. We'll see you in a month.
Yes, after the first year. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for your support, and thank you for your listenership, everybody.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Brian.
Merry Christmas,
Randy,
Tim.
Gina.
Merry Christmas.
Jared, happy holidays.
Happy
Merry holidays.
Christmas.
Or, yeah, sorry.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Sorry, Gina.
Jesus, wow. Flipping me off.
Ruined a beautiful moment.
All right. All right, it's Conway and Whitman. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. You know, Gretchen the Lukes is back in town.
No, no, Gretchen and the Lukes. The Lukes is off the road with something special in mind.
Yeah. Who's driving Gina home?
Somebody's got to take me
Look
home.
Out, Gretchen. Here comes the Lukes.
That's enough. The show's over, Jerry, please.